I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, Bella and Lily. You may have heard them perform around town. They got their big break, really, at Lou Fest, and they're going to join us with some music from Count to Ten, which was released in October. They also have a concert coming up at the Sheldon. But first, Metro Theater Company tours its productions to schools and other venues. Unsorted is a new play by Wesley Middleton that addresses some challenging issues that kids face. Adults, too, I think. Welcome the Metro's new artistic director, that's Julia Flood, along with school teacher Laurie Humphrey. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
And it's nice to meet you, Julia, for the first time.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Of course, Carol North was a guest on the show many times over the years. I think she had your job at Metro for, what, a quarter of a century?
More than that, actually. She was at Metro since 1978, I believe. And between Carol North and Nick Crea, a resident artist who's also retiring this year, they have a combined 73 years at Metro Theater Company. So, yes, I'm sure Carol was here many times.
Yes, she was. And you also have another connection, and can't remember when it was. You can tell me. Was it last year or year before? Maybe it was longer ago. Battle Drum was a show that Metro brought to town here, but
yes.
I think you originally commissioned it somewhere else?
Yes. I was artistic director at Eckerd Theater Company in Florida for 16 years before I moved to St. Louis in the middle of January this year.
Congratulations. And sorry.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and I'm very happy to be here, especially now that the daffodils are poking their heads up. But Battle Drum is a play that I commissioned from Doug Cooney, who is a wonderful playwright that I had known for many years. And he wrote that play about Civil War drummer boys. And Lee Alleen, who is a composer in the Tampa Bay area, did the music. And I was thrilled when Carol decided to produce it here at Metro. So, yes, we have a very close tie in that. That was the second production of the play.
Well, welcome. I'm glad you survived winter. Just wait
till
July, and you'll be complaining about something else here in St. Louis.
Hopefully Florida prepared me for that.
Yeah, probably. Laurie Humphrey, not really meaning to ignore you. You are a second grade teacher at Old Bonham Elementary School, and you're connected. We're talking today about Unsorted, which is a new play that Metro's about to open. But I understand that you were inspired or something. You saw a preview.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Saw a preview of it and just knew that it was something that I really was hoping that we could bring to our school district. It was just such an innovative and creative way to bring up discussion topics that might be a little difficult to talk about, but through the use of, through the plays, the roles of the different characters, it makes it easier to do that.
Okay, well, let's set the stage. For those that don't know, Metro Theater Company travels to schools and other places, and you really aim your stuff at young people in sort of an educational way. Maybe you could explain it better than I do.
Sure. Well, and that's one of the interesting things about Unsorted, actually. Metro Theater Company is a touring theater for young audiences. We also do performances on the main stage. We have performances coming up on the 12th and 13th at Wydown Middle School, which will be open to the public of Unsorted. But those, we tour into different communities. This play in the fall will go all the way to Florida, actually. So the plays that we choose are trying to address specific issues that we think are important to young people. But one of the things that's been interesting about Unsorted and Wesley Middleton's work on this play is I have now seen it with three-year-olds and I have seen it with teenagers. Mm. And both groups have reacted really strongly to the play. It speaks to them because of the metaphor that Wesley has used with the sorting of clothings. It speaks to everybody who sees it on their own level.
Well, you refer to clothing, and let's be clear, the clothes are the characters.
Yes, exactly right.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Yes, the clothes are the characters. We have sweater, slacks, stovepipe, which is a hat, as we all know. We have Jacket, who is self-appointed boss of the clothings. We have swimsuit. I think I left one out.
That's okay.
But
probably
you get the
socks,
idea.
Something. But anyway, Unsorted addresses some really interesting issues.
Yes.
It talks about, you know, the way we label people and exclude people and I guess put people in categories. And Laurie, that's what interests you since you're a second grade teacher. Maybe you should speak to that. These are pretty heavy issues. Really, Is this good for second graders?
I thought it was fabulous. And actually, you're talking about 3- and 4-year-olds you saw it with. I could see it for any age. And actually for adults, too. I went with several people from our school, and we all thought that we could see it at every level.
Well, since you're there in the classroom with young people every day, and you see their interactions and, you know, how they're developing relationships and the power structure and all the rest of that, what about this place speaks to what's going on in your classroom?
I think beginning of the school year, kids get together. You're a new group of students that are coming together, and you're building a classroom community, and it's a great way to talk about what do we have in the common, what's different. I just did an activity recently where we had in our classroom library, I had gotten some new books, and we talked about sorting them. How are we going to sort them? Are they fiction, nonfiction? Are they a series? Are they chapter books? And it's something, it's just a little way that the kids can relate to it.
That's school teacher Lori Humphrey. We're also talking with Julia Flood, the new artistic director for Metro Theater Company, Unsorted. Is about to open and will be available to the public April 12th and 13th, and it goes to different schools and different places like that. Yes. Well, let's talk a little more about the play, Julia. So the clothes are the characters.
Yes.
And I guess the name says it all, Unsorted. So we've got clothes. I guess clothes are like people, right? We want to put them in their proper place?
Well, maybe we should go back a little bit further to where Wesley's inspiration came from. Wesley was coming here. She was actually at the airport to fly to St. Louis to come and see a production of her play, Tomato Plant Girl, which was being produced back in 2010. And as she was going through the airport, she saw a copy of People magazine that had pictures on the front of it of young people who had taken their own lives due to feeling left out or being ostracized because they were gay or because they felt like they didn't fit. And she was heartsick about that and wanted to think, what could she do to make a difference? And when she came, she talked to Carol North, my predecessor, about that. And Carol said, well, let's do it. Let's figure out what is a way to address this. And she was in a class at New City School with 4- and 5-year-olds, watching them do an exercise of sorting the lost and found clothing into piles. And they started out sorting a boy's pile and a girl's pile, and they came to a red shirt and said, well, which pile does this go in? And they said, well, that's a boy's pile. And she said, well, what about this little girl over here who's wearing a red shirt? And they said, that's okay, she's a Cardinals fan. And then they said, well, what if she wasn't a Cardinals fan? And then so they started on their own without being prompted to decide that maybe they needed a third pile that was for everybody. And then they gradually put all the clothes in that pile. And that's where the idea for the metaphor of this play came from.
It's tough being a kid.
Yeah.
I remember it sort of. It's got to be easier now. But, I mean, we do that, don't we? That's how we grow up. We put everything in its own category. We grow up thinking we're supposed to be the way we're supposed to be, whatever that means.
Right.
And you see it.
Definitely, yeah. And it just is great because everyone can look at each other and see how they're alike, how they're different, and how we all sort of are one.
Well, how far have we come? I'm going to say when I was young, diversity really wasn't encouraged. Yeah. Definitely it is more so now. But
yeah. And I think even there are some things that are obvious ways that we're all different. There are other things that are less obvious. And I think that part of the power of this play is that it makes you think about it. It makes you think, why is this group over here together and that person alone? Do they want to be alone? Are they being shut out? Part of what we're trying to encourage young people to do is really see what's going on around them and to make active choices.
Can you give me an example maybe of one of the scenes or something? Can you paint a picture for me?
Oh, well, one of the things that's interesting is that Wesley has kind of come up with her own interesting mixity language. That's one of the words she uses in the play. So the sound of this world and the way it looks are very different. Lou Bird designed costumes that are deeply textured. When they're all standing together, you can't tell where one ends and the other begins. So to pull out a scene is a little bit difficult. But
talk about some of the characters then. What is it? The jacket is the bully?
Yes. Well, Jacket would not think of him herself as a bully, but Jacket wants to be in control. And so Jacket makes the rules. And if anybody steps outside the rules, Jacket threatens that they are going to go over the edge of the edge, which is a place they don't know what is happening there.
But it sounds scary.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? So Jacket commands them to sort into groups. And first they're going to sort by color, but they all have so many colors they can't figure that out. They're going to sort by texture. And finally, she says that these two characters, Stovepipe and Skirt, have to sort each other. And they attempt to do that. And when they attempt to do that, it becomes more and more difficult to decide how you could be all one thing or all another thing. One of the things that's interesting about the audiences who have seen this play is that if you ask some people, they'll say, this is about race. Other people say, this is about religion. This is about gender. We had some adults there who said, this is about unions. So it's really, it's about balance of power and taking ownership.
Well, one thing I know that you want to happen with your productions is to have people talk, and in this case, you know, kids talk about these issues. So, Lori, what do kids – what when you're listening, I'm sure you eavesdrop?
Just a little bit.
A little bit? What kind of conversation does watching this play, Unsorted, what kind of conversation does that ignite among young people?
I think it's a great way to talk about – it's sort of in a non-threatening way. You're not talking about different people specifically by talking about the different characters. It's an easier way and a little more lighthearted of a way to get kids to talk about. You know, in our school and in our district, diversity is really celebrated, and it's really an opportunity to get together and look at all the different celebrations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you find kids are open to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, you know, at the younger ages, that's why we were interested in starting so young. And it just every age that sees it, you get take away a different perspective from it.
Mm-hmm.
Something to offer for everybody.
I think it also is nice that it opens it up for parents to have tough conversations with kids, whether it's about things they've seen happening in their neighborhood or just to say this is a thing we can talk about. That you don't have to be shy about talking about this. And also on the 12th and 13th, there are going to be activities connected to the play after the performances. We're calling it our Family Fun event. So there are things for kids to do, for parents to do with their kids. So that's also going to be a great way to start that discussion.
Metro Theater Company presents Unsorted April 12th and 13th, 2 p.m. at Wydown Middle School. On Wydown Boulevard. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Metro Company's website. And then it just goes on to wherever you book it over the next year or two.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And we'll be touring it for the rest of this school year and then in the fall as well.
And I understand kids are encouraged to keep journals in relation to this somehow?
They are. There's a great – you have to check out online. It's unsortedtoolkit.org. And after you see the play, it's a great resource to go to, and there's activity, there's discussion questions. It's all laid out, and mm-hmm. It's fabulous.
And books and things that you can use to follow up on, keep that conversation going.
Well, I want to remind people again, it's Unsorted, your chance to see it April 12th and 13th at Wydown Middle School. We've been talking to Lori Humphrey, who is a second grade teacher at Old Bonham Elementary School, and I think this is recent news that you represented the Ladue School District in the Missouri Teacher of the Year program?
For the district.
Right.
For the district, yeah.
That must have been an exciting thing.
It was very exciting.
And
thank you.
I can see why she was selected. She's a wonderful, bubbly personality and all about teaching kids and a great friend of Metro Theater Company at this point.
Julia Flood is the new artistic director for Metro Theater Company. So you've just been here a matter of months.
Yes.
I guess you know your way around and all that.
I know my way to here. I'm still using the GPS, but I'm exploring. And now that the weather's getting warmer, I can't wait to see all the parts of St. Louis I haven't seen yet.
Well, if you last as long here as Carol North did, then
yeah. That's something to
you're
shoot
set.
For.
You'll know your way around then. Julia Flood, Metro Theater Company, thank you.
Thank you.
Lori Humphrey.
Thank you.
Unsorted, April 12th and 13th. Coming up next on Cityscape, Bella and Lily. This is St. Louis Public Radio.